Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name, bless the name. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. This is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord hath made. Hallelujah. Father God, we are rejoicing and we are glad in it. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Father, your name is so great. And your name is so greatly to be praised, Father. We come with an attitude of gratitude. Father, we come in a spirit of praise, a spirit of worship, thanksgiving. Oh, Father God, as we rise and shine on this morning to say thank you for one more day. One more day that you have blessed us. One more day that you have kept us. One more day that you have protected us. One more day that you have provided for us. One more day that you have commanded death to back up. One more day, Father God, that you have squashed Satan's agendas, his plots, his plans, his schemes, his ploys. Oh, Father, we bless you even right now. And as we come, Father, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission. As we come with an attitude of gratitude. As we come embracing the gifts of a brand new day, Father God, in faith. We believe it, we receive it, we accept it, Father God. We thank you for it. And now we give the day back over unto you, Father God, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. How great is our God. How great is our God. Hallelujah. How great, how great, how great is our God. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. How great, how great, how great is our God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for where we are. Thank you for where we've been. And thank you for where we're going. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. Thank you, Father God, for an eternity with you that begins right now, Father. Not when we take our last breath on the earth, but it has already begun the moment, Father God, we believe and receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. We have already been resurrected into a new life. So we say thank you, God. Hallelujah for this. We say thank you for everything. We bless your holy and we bless your righteous name. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for the longevity of this ministry. We praise you for it. Now, Father God, we give the day back over unto you. Thank you, God. Bless our services on this morning. And may you and you alone be glorified. May your people be edified. Hallelujah. And we're not concerned about Satan being horrified. Thank you, Father. Now, hallelujah, as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen. And amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Give me 1 second, saint. I'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning to each and every one. Welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. We pray that everybody had a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend, that whatever you did this weekend, we pray that Jesus was on your mind. We want to welcome all of our first-time visitors to our platform around the globe. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are welcome here to fellowship with us as we lift up the name of Jesus. We pray that you will enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back over and over and over and over again. We meet on this platform 7 days a week. Amen. Yes, that's right. 7 days. 7 days. That's right. We don't have a break. Lord, guess what? Hallelujah. God don't take any breaks from us. So guess what? Amen. We are pleased to serve him, and we don't need no breaks from him. Amen. The only break we need is a break from that old rascal, Satan. Glory be to God, and God has showed us how to do that. Amen. So we bless the Lord. Amen. This is a day that God has made. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. And all these other things are added unto us. Amen. So we bless the Lord. It's a good day. Amen. Because the Lord made it. It's a good week. Amen. Hallelujah. All is good. Amen. Hallelujah. God created us. He said that was good. Amen. It's all good. It's all good. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't care what it looks like. We say it's good. Amen. And so we want to bless the Lord. We want to thank God for our spiritual warfare training that took place on Saturday. Amen. Thanking God. Amen. For the service on yesterday. Oh, my God. We want to thank God. God will bring you out. God will bring you out. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And we're looking forward to all of this week, whatever this week will bring. Amen. If you're new to our ministry, please check out our website at www.lifewordjesus.org, www.lifewordjesus.org. We have a altar of prayer where we meet 5 days a week, sometimes 5 days a week for prayer. Amen. Glory be to God. We meet 2 times a day. At 12 o'clock noon and at 9 p.m. Amen. So if you need a prayer, you want to be around some prayer warriors touching and agreeing, amen, please join us, amen, and come with your prayer request at the 12 o'clock hour and the 9 p.m. hour, amen. Our Wednesday night Bible study takes place, amen, on Wednesday nights, amen, on that same platform. And this week is our Friday night prayer, amen. So we'll be meeting at 10 o'clock. On Friday night. Amen. And so we want to bless be the name of the Lord. All right, all right, all right. So, amen. We have a word from the Lord on this morning. Amen, Father God. We say thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart are acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, our strength. Oh, Lord, our Redeemer. Amen and amen and amen. In the book of James, chapter number 4, I'm going to read it's a couple of verses in your hearing, starting with verse number 1, James chapter 4, verse 1. Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. Let's just read 2 more verses here. Adulterers and adulteress, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? And we bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. That is the word of God. Amen. The blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. And we bless the Lord. We're coming with a teaching on this morning, beloved, encouraging us to pray right. Amen. And pray right. Beloved, all of us, glory be to God, growing up, amen, and our Christian walk, amen, and maturing in the grace of God, we've all encountered moments in our spiritual lives when we have prayed with no results. We just didn't see the answer to the prayers. We didn't know if you know, why it was taking so long. You know, we praying and praying and praying. Glory be to God. And, you know, calling around to this ministry and that ministry and this ministry. And if we can get a T.D. Jakes and we can get Joyce Myers and we can get a Prophetess Bright Karn and we can get Benny Hinn. Y'all know what I'm talking about. It's calling everybody, everybody. We can get Bill Winston. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Because there's no results to our prayers. But apparently the people to whom James was writing his epistle here in James, the fourth chapter, were having the same experience, praying, and they wasn't seeing no answers. They didn't know what was going on. And just as you have probably asked yourself at one time or another. And so, beloved, it appears that these believers were also asking, why aren't our prayers being answered? Is God real or is he not? Does prayer work? They said if we pray, we can get an answer. Brothers and sisters, we can surmise that they were asking us questions because the reason we can surmise that they was asking this question of James, why cannot our prayers be answered, is because how James responded in verse number 3. James comes out with an answer. So there must have been a question because James says, ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss. So for him to come out with that type of statement, that means that somebody had a question. Why aren't my prayers being answered? James says, you ask, you're asking God, you're not receiving from God, and the reason that you're not receiving from God is because he acts amiss. So now, beloved, we have to look at this word amiss to find out what we're missing. We have to look at this word amiss to find out what is amiss. Beloved, when we look at this word amiss in the Greek, it describes something that is bad, or it describes something that is wrong. It depicts a person who is asking wrongly. You're asking God, but you're asking God wrongly. You're asking God badly. You're asking God inappropriately. Something's out of order. So your prayers are amiss. Something is out of order. Something is not right with this prayer. You could say a person that prays amiss, beloved, is simply not hitting the mark in his or her requests. Also, although they might pray with great fervor, great intensity, you know, praying and sweating and all that other stuff, beloved, they're still not hitting the target that they are asking for. They're missing it. This person is apparently asking God to do something that is not in agreement with his word. Therefore, regardless of how long or how passionately that person asks God, God will not answer. Now, I hope you're taking some notes today. I say he will not answer his request, the person's request, with a positive answer. Why? Because it is not in agreement with the word. God cannot deny himself. or beloved. Perhaps this person is asking for the right thing, but because she or he is so fretful and filled with fear and anxiety, they don't ask in faith. Rather than praying from a position of faith, they cry out to the Lord in fear, and they're crying out to the Lord in anxiety. Beloved, write this down this morning. Fear does not move God. Fear does not move God. Anxiety does not move God. Your tears do not move God, as sweet as your tears may be. The only thing that moves God is faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hence, beloved, although this person may be asking for the right thing, but they are asking from a wrong spirit. Thus, that person is asking badly. This person is asking inappropriately. This person is asking amiss. Ye have not because ye ask not. Ye ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss. Glory be to God. Your spirit isn't right. If you're not asking in faith, see, or you're asking in fear, you're asking in anxiety, you're missing the mark. Beloved, what the scripture is telling us is that what we ask and how we ask. See, you got to get it, you see, you got to get it from both angles. It's what we ask God for. What we ask God for must be in agreement with his word and how we ask God are both of vital importance if we are going to get our prayers answered. See. God is not going to answer if it's not in accordance with his word. One particular lady was praying, amen, for somebody else's husband. She wanted to marry somebody else's husband while he was already married. Baby, God don't answer those type of prayers. God does not answer prayers outside of his word. See? But even when you're in line and you're praying the will of God, you're praying the word of God, if you don't pray it in faith, you still can't move God. Because you're praying in fear. You're praying the problem. You're praying in anxiety, beloved. Ye have not because ye ask not, because you ask amiss. You're asking badly. You're asking inappropriately. You're missing it. Ye ask and receive not because ye are asking wrongly. Amiss. A-M-I-S-S, beloved. So many of God's people are in amiss. It's not the fact that you put the prayer in. The question is, did you pray right? The question is, did you pray with the right spirit? And did you pray according to his word? Beloved, I was thinking today, I was, amen, sharing with another pastor on yesterday, and now, he had said that he's been saved and in ministry for 40 years. God bless him.
And then it caused me to count. They caused me to count, and I've been in ministry for 37 years. And I thank God for the experience. It's been a journey. I've been in ministry longer than Jesus walked planet Earth. By his grace and by his mercies, I thank God for it. But especially when I was younger in the Lord, beloved, I've made many mistakes. But I made the mistake of asking things wrongly when I prayed. Perhaps my intentions were right, but my prayers were not in agreement with the truths revealed in the Bible. There were other moments, beloved, when I finally got my prayers in agreement with the Word of God, but I was so motivated by anxiety and fear that I could not ask God in faith. Consumed with worry. You ever tried to pray, but you're worrying? You're trying to pray a prayer over worry and anxiety. Beloved, it don't mix. It's like trying to mix oil and water. You just might, look, if you're going to worry, stop praying. Just stop praying. See? And if you're going to pray, then you have to, amen, release your worry and cast your worry onto the Lord, beloved. You got to decide which one you're going to do because you can't do both. I remember many nice, beloved, different situations, business decisions, and just life. And I mean, I can go on and on and on about some of the times, amen, when I'm, you know, walking the floor at night, beloved, praying and yelling and screaming and you know what I mean, and crying out to the Lord, amen, to move on my behalf. But because I was so filled with fear regarding the situation I was praying about, all of my yelling, all of my crying, all of my screaming didn't do a bit of good. Because your tears don't move God. Beloved, I was praying from a wrong spirit. I was praying out of fear rather than praying out of faith. All of that effort resulted in a sore throat. You ever pray so much you got a sore throat and still ain't nothing happen? Because you prayed amiss. You missed the target. James said this is the reason why your prayer's not answered. This is one of the reasons why your prayers are not answered. Beloved, have you ever had the experience of asking the right thing in the wrong way? Praying scripturally, you're praying the scriptures, you're praying the will of God, and in faith, it is essential if you want your request to be answered positively by God. This is why it's important to know the word. This is why it's important to spend time in the Word. This is why it's important to know the will of God. Because if you know it's God's will for you to prosper, if you know it's God's will for you to be healed, if you know it's God's will for you to live in abundance, if you know it's God's will for you to live on top, you can pray that. See? You can pray that. But when you pray it, you got to pray it in faith. You can't pray doubting. Let's look at another scripture here as we wrap this up this morning. Let's look at another scripture. I want to take you to, amen, St. John 5, chapter 14. John 5, 14. This is what it says. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, somebody underline that word anything. Somebody underline that word anything now. Look, don't beat up the mailman. God is not a man and God is not a liar. Anything, Pastor? Anything? All right, let me read it again. Okay, maybe you still got some twinkles in your eyes, so let me help you out. When you wake up this morning, go to John 5 and 14. It says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, there it is, anything. Lord, I'm going down here and rob the bank today. Help me to get away now. Help everything to work out good. Now, help me not to get caught. Help me. I want to rob the bank, guys. Okay, I don't want to go to jail. You'd be surprised. I talk to a lot of people. You'd be surprised the prayers that they answer, that they ask God for. He says, you ask anything according to his will, he heareth us, beloved. Now let's take a deeper look in the scripture here. Okay, John says this is the confidence that we have in him. So now let's look at that Greek, that word in the Greek. Let's look at the word confidence in the Greek. See? That word confidence in the Greek is boldness. This is the boldness we have in him. Assurance. This is the assurance that we have in him. See? Beloved, this word confidence pictures a person so confident that when he or she speak, they have no doubt about what they are saying. You ever met anybody like that? Maybe some of you like that right now. I mean, just confident. I mean, they carry a certain posture. You know, confident people carry a certain swagger. You know what I mean? They're just confident. You know what I mean? They know what's up. Well, this is the type of confidence we need to have in God. We know what's up. We ain't second guessing it. If I go to God in prayer, I am confident that my God is going to answer whatever prayer request I put down on the altar. Because his word says, glory be God, that we can be confident that if we ask anything according to his will, now don't forget that part now, his will, we are going to have it. Why? Because we did not ask amiss. We asked according to his word, and we asked in faith. We didn't ask doubting. We didn't ask in fear. We wasn't second guessing. We didn't say maybe God will answer, maybe God won't answer. No. He will answer, because it will make God a liar if he didn't. Glory be to God. A person that is confident knows what they are saying is correct or appropriate. It's like somebody very well versed, very well educated, somebody that knows their craft, they know their industry, and they get up and do a presentation. I mean, you can just, you know, feel the exuberation all in the room. You can't touch this person here because they know what they're talking about. No matter how you hit them, they're going to have an answer for you because they know their confidence and their knowledge of what they're talking about. Beloved, we must be confident in our knowledge and God's history and God's ability and God's power and God's integrity. That anything we take to our daddy and pray according to his will and faith, baby, pack your bags. Baby, start the shouting. Start the dancing. You know, we need to have our confidence level must be so high that we don't even got to wait to see it. We can start rejoicing right now. We can start making plans right now. We can start preparing right now. Right now. Glory be to God. Faith acts like a thing is so, even though it's not so, that it'll be so because God said so. Stop making plans. If you got confidence, you would. if you got confidence. So you go to the furniture store, you order some new furniture. They said, okay, it'll be there on Friday, Mr. Bradford. I said, thank you very much. So what am I going to do on Thursday night? I'm going to take the old furniture out to make some room for the new furniture. Well, it didn't get there yet. No, it ain't get there yet. But I got confidence that Raymore and Flanagan, huh? It might be on the truck, but it's on the way. Huh? It might be in the warehouse, but it's on the way. You got to know your blessing is on the way. Baby, it might be in the warehouse. It might be on the UPS truck or the FedEx truck, but it's moving in your direction because you have confidence. It's paid for. It's signed for. You have confidence that Jesus already paid for it. He already signed for it. You are agreeing with him. You are agreeing. Look, prayer partners. Look, we thank God for prayer partners. Get as many prayer partners as you can get. And you don't need but two or three. Glory be to God. But let me tell you something. You can agree with the Holy Ghost, baby. The Bible tells us that Elijah was a man like you and me, and he prayed. He wasn't touching and agreeing with nobody, and God held up rain for 3.5 years. You sit around if you want to, but you wait for your prayer partner to get back in town. You better touch and agree with the Holy Ghost. You better touch and agree with God's word. God's word is right all by itself. Glory be to God. So, beloved, because you have this confidence, you become bold. A person that know they're right, oh, baby, you can't back them up. They're bold. Because we have this confidence that whatsoever we ask of God, according to his will, we get everything we ask for. What? You going to spoil your child like that? You give your child everything they ask for, yeah? God give me everything I ask for. They can have everything they ask for, long as it's good. There's nothing detrimental. There ain't nothing that's going to kill them. Why? Because you can love a child without spoiling a child. Come on now. God love us that much. He said, come boldly before the throne of grace. You can have help in a time of need. You can have, baby, let me tell you something. God don't care enough. You got enough faith to ask God, amen, for $1 million, $1 trillion. You want to own, amen, the city of Philadelphia or that or wherever. You don't make no difference what you ask God for. If you have enough faith to ask God for it, let me tell you something. God has got enough grace to give it to you. A lot of times we don't have, amen, glory be to God, the things that we want because we haven't had enough faith to ask God for it. We really don't believe that God will do it. We really don't believe that God will do it. See? And that's why you don't have to see. The thing is this, you've been asking God. But we see here in the word this morning, but you ain't had no confidence. Let's just tell the truth and shame the devil. Your prayers are not answered, either because you're not praying according to the will of God. Your prayers are not answered but because you're asking in the wrong spirit, because you're praying in fear instead of praying in faith, or your prayers are not answered because you ain't got no confidence. Your confidence level, your self-esteem is too low. You got to know who you are and whose you are. Beloved, in the context of prayer, this word here, confidence, presents a picture of a believer who is so confident he is right in what he is asking that he acts unashamedly or confidently. I mean, you're not ashamed. Yo, Father God, this is what I'm asking you to do for me. Same way your children will come to you. They don't know how much money you got. You know, children act like you're rich anyhow. You know what I mean? They don't know what your credit score look like. They, all they will do is say, can I have this, mommy? Can I have this? Huh? And guess what? You can come to God the same way. Unashamed. You asked God for that? Yes, I did. It reminds me of Pastor Fred Price, who went on to be with the Lord. Glory be to God. A couple months ago, amen. I never forget the story he had told. Amen. How somebody had blessed him with some real expensive car, Bentley or something. It was something just expensive. And somebody else in his church was riding around a little Volkswagen. And, you know, and so they was talking about, you know, their cars and that type of thing. And the other person was offended because he was riding around in this real expensive car that somebody blessed him with. So he said he had a conversation with the man. He said, okay. He said, well, let me tell you, when you went into prayer, what did you ask God for? He said, well, Pastor Price said, I asked God for a Bentley. He said, what did you ask God for? He said, I just asked God to give me a car. Beloved, you get what you ask for, so why not be specific? Oh, just anything will do. Well, if anything will do, then don't complain. Then do with anything. You can have anything, or you can have your heart's desire, because he said if you delight yourself in him, he will grant you your heart's desire. So if your heart's desire is to live on the 50th floor in the high rise in your new condo, talking to God in the clouds, huh? Or whatever it is, huh? A new building for ministry paid for. Whatever it is, a happy marriage, whatever it is, beloved, be specific. Stop playing games. Just stop playing. God, now this is what I want you to do for me. All right. Sometimes, you know what I do? Sometimes I write it down to make sure I'm forgetting nothing. I write all my bullet points down. He said, come boldly before the throne of grace. I write all my bullet points down. Okay, God, bum, 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 bum. See, a lot of times we have stuff on our heart, but we tossing and turning at night. But we ain't prayed about it. When I find myself tossing and turning, I said, Frida, why are you tossing and turning? Then the Holy Spirit will bring it to me. He said, you tossing and turning because you ain't prayed to me about this thing yet. You ain't talked to me. You carrying this thing in your heart. You got to get this thing off your heart. Put this thing on the altar and be specific and pray in faith and pray with confidence because you already praying my will. Oh, my God, Jesus. Beloved, can you give? What can give you? As we wrap up this morning, as we wrap up, okay, we hope you're taking notes this morning. Because we want to talk about what can give you this type of confidence that you need to get your prayers answered. Because I know some of you are tired of waiting. I know you're tired of waiting. You tired of waiting, and God, and guess what? Thank God, God don't get tired, but God waiting on you. You say you waiting on God, but you ain't waiting on God because God waiting on you. All right, so here it is. All right, so we see it in John 5:14, right? All right, and it spells it out real plain. Here's our two points. The Bible says, beloved, if we ask anything according to his will, God hears us. Okay, so number one, we have to make sure that we know God's will. All right, so that's straight off the bat. You got to know God's will. Number two, beloved, ask him to do something that is in agreement with his will. If you know God's will, and then you ask God to do something that's already in agreement with his will, beloved, listen to me. You can be 100% sure. I didn't say 99.9. I didn't say 95%. I say you can be 100% sure that God will hear you, and you can be 100 You know how this generation say 100, or, you know, however that slang go, but they use that 100, okay? Well, you can be 100 too. See? That your request will be positively answered, not just answered, but positively answered. This means, beloved, that you have solid ground on which to stand as you pray in agreement with the revealed will of God, the Bible. And since your request is in agreement with what God has already revealed in his word, you know, beloved, that you can be bold. Be bold when you make your request. And there is no need for you to pray out of fear. There's no need for you to pray out of anxiety either. Just quiet down. Just chill. Just chill. Huh? And let the word of God fill you with peace. And then act in faith. Beloved, John 5:14 guarantees. Put that word down, guarantees. God gives guarantees. Anybody happy about that? His word guarantees us, beloved, that if you ask anything that is in agreement with his will, God will hear you. Matter of fact, in my closing, let me go one more verse. I want to go down to verse 15, the next verse down. Verse 15. Verse 15 gives you another promise. Verse 15 says, and if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Isn't that beautiful, beloved? So the key here, beloved, and to finally getting our prayers answered is knowing what to pray and knowing how to pray. If you don't know what to pray and how to pray, then you ain't praying. Just keep it real. You just, you know, shouting some words. You're praying outside of God's will. You're praying in fear. You know, No. You can pray all you want. There ain't nothing going to be answered there. Ain't nothing going to be answered. Knowing what to pray and knowing how to pray. So, beloved, always keep this in mind as you get ready to make your requests known to God. Let me tell you something about our Father. God listens for his word. And then God responds to faith. Now, these are two of the attributes of God. Look, I'm going to say it again for those of you taking notes so you can learn who your daddy is. God, number one, he's a very good listener. And God listens for his word. And then, beloved, God responds not to your tears, but to faith. When he hears his word prayed from a heart of faith, he is compelled to act. Beloved, the success of your prayer life is up to you. So don't act amiss when you pray. Make sure that you are asking correctly and in appropriate spirit of faith. Beloved, and as you learn to pray in line with God's word from a heart filled with faith, the answers you seek will manifest in your life more quickly and more fully than ever before. Beloved, don't be afraid to ask God. Don't be afraid to ask. Glory be to God. I want to show you one scripture. I'm finished. Amen. I just want to show you this scripture. I want you to put this in your notebooks this morning. Let me find it real quick. I want to make sure I give it to you straight from the book here. Okay. Hebrews. You can find it in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Hebrews 4:16 says this. Let us therefore come boldly. See that word boldly? Confidence. Let us come with confidence. unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. You see that? You don't have to come tiptoeing, baby. You ain't got to come tiptoeing. Your sins are confessed. It's nothing in your heart. You've laid all that to the Lord. You come boldly. Now, we come and giving God respect and honor, you know what I mean? But, hey, what's up, Daddy? Hey, what's up? What's up, Dad? Hey, I need something. And that's okay. He said, you have rights to do that. Now, of course, we're going to, you know, give Father protocol and give him praise and give him worship and give him thanksgiving. But after we, you know, after we give him what's due him, you know, say, oh, yeah, by the way, after we get finished loving up on him, glory be to God, huh? After we get finished seeking his face and we get ready to seek his hand, because we all need God's hand. Oh, yeah, by the way, Daddy, need some money today. Yeah, Daddy. Yo, Dad, I'm tired of being single, Dad. Dad, look, I don't care. Look, just send me, long as my spouse come from you, I don't care. He could be white, he could be black or Chinese. He could be short or tall, or she could be fat or skinny. The hair can be real. The hair can be a weed. As long as they come from you, as long as you send them, your dad, come on, can I get a wedding going? Thanks. You better start asking God for what you want. You keep living in destitution if you want, with that false humility. I'm just a worm. Yo, you just a worm? Yeah, well, now you're really outside of God's will. Nowhere in God's word, God called you no worm. He called you a royal priesthood and a chosen generation. You are made in the image of God, and God is not a worm. Get rid of that false humility and get some confidence this morning. What you want from God? What's in your heart? And get up enough faith. Get into the word so you can get the faith to ask for, because he know if you're perpetrating. Faith come by hearing by the word of God. Get them scriptures. Feed your spirit. Make your confessions. Get your faith level up. Get some confidence. I ain't going in. I'm scared. You ain't going in. No, I'm scared. No, but you ain't getting up from God. Because God don't move on fear. God move on faith. But you say this, and I tell you what, I'll be back. I'm going in to see the king. I'm going in to see Daddy. Yo, Daddy. And I ain't got to wait. I ain't in no waiting room. I go right into the throne of grace, yo, Dad. In Jesus' name. It's your daughter. Hallelujah. This is what's on my heart today. Lord, the lady next door is sick. Bless her. Why? Because it's the will of God. And I believe in God that he will. My neighbor told me something wrong with her leg. I prayed for it yesterday. Glory be to God. I prayed for it. I said, uh-huh, you'll be well in a little bit. I said, you'll be well in a little bit. Beloved, don't be afraid to ask. Just make sure you do not ask amiss. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we can remember times in our past when we prayed, Father God, the right thing the wrong way, and it resulted in unanswered prayer. We ask you, Father God, to help us ask correctly when we pray and to ask in a spirit of faith and not in a spirit of fear, not in a spirit of dread or anxiety. Father, we never realized before, Father God, now how important it is to act in the right way. Spirit, we ask you to help us act correctly and pray appropriately from this moment forward. Whenever we start praying wrongly, Father God, or out of a wrong spirit, please stop us. We ask you to correct us. We ask you to teach us how to pray. in line with your word from a heart of faith. And we pray this now in Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen. Amen and amen. We bless be the name of the Lord. Amen. We want to thank God for the word of God. Amen. On today. Amen. Hallelujah. And God's word will not return unto him void, but it will accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. Amen. Amen. And amen. All right, saints, amen. Glory be to God. In form of announcements, amen. We'll be at the altar of prayer today and every day this week at 12 o'clock noon and back at 9 p.m. Amen. Please come and join us. Bible study on Wednesday night, Friday night prayer at 10. We want to keep our minister Denise, amen, her mother in prayer. She had a stroke. Amen. But when we last heard on Saturday night, she was responding. Amen. Mrs. Miller. Amen. So let's continue to intercede for Mrs. Miller. Amen. Glory be to God. Our sister, Elder Valerie Carte, is still in the hospital. Amen. Her her sugar levels was at almost 1,200. Almost at 1,200. Amen. Which is stroke level. Amen. But by the grace of God, amen, she's doing better now and is down to about 280. Amen. So they're trying to get it down a little bit lower before they send her home. Amen. So we want to keep her in prayer. We want to keep for Minister Olivia and her family in prayer. Their house burned down last night. Amen. Glory be to God. Nobody is hurt. Nobody was injured. So we thank God for that. Amen. But the house did burn down. So I think they moved into a hotel or something like that on temporary basis. Amen. So, beloved, we want to continue to pray one for another. Amen. Pray one for another. Amen. Because prayer is what we do. Amen and amen. That's it for today. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll meet you at the altar of prayer today. Hallelujah. We're going to keep praying right. We're going to keep praying right. If we don't pray in faith, we not going to pray. Amen. We're going to pray the will of God. We're going to pray the word of God. Amen. And we're going to pray in confidence. Amen. With our sins confessed. Beloved, that's the winning formula. That's the winning formula. And then you can begin shouting and making preparations for the answers. Amen. To your prayers. Hallelujah. He might not answer when you want to, but he will answer it, and it will be in perfect timing because he's the slowest man that's always on time. Amen, and we bless the Lord. Father God, we say thank you for the word. Thank you for your people all around the globe. Father God, we continue to lift up Mrs. Miller for complete healing. Father God, we continue to lift up our elder Valerie Carte, Father, to bring, Father God, that sugar level, Father God, into conformity. Thank you that she found out before it was too late, Father God, that we don't know how long she was walking around, Father God, with those levels. But we say thank you for her. Father God, we say thank you, Father God, for new housing. Amen. For Sister Olivia and her family. And we want to say thank you, Father God, even for the blessing in that nobody was burned up. And Father God, we know that I've had some conversations with Sister Olivia. So Father God, we know that it was a bad thing, yet it was a good thing, Father God. And we just want to say thank you that all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and for those who are called according to his purposes. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Help us not to lean to our own understanding. And Father God, as we acknowledge you in all of our ways, we ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity, premature death, Father. For we know it's your will for us to live and not die, declare the works of the Lord. And we know it is your will, Father. Amen. That no weapon formed against us will prosper, but every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. Now we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, and we seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present your faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church said, amen, amen, amen. And the church said, amen again. Satan is defeated. Darkness is a spell, and Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings, and he is the Lord of Lords. Amen, amen, and amen. Don't pray amiss and pray in confidence. Amen. God bless, God bless, God bless. Hallelujah, God bless.
saith the Lord, saith the Lord, saith the Lord, saith the
Blessings, blessings, blessings. Amen. Everybody have a beautiful, awesome day. God bless you.